Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leschwab Tire Center, Delnord Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Jawell Benz and Hartwig, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. And now it's time for the Delnord Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
Delnord High's girls basketball team takes its shot at the HDN Dick Nicolai Championship tonight at Lumberjack Arena in Arcata. Standing in the way, the top-seeded, highly-ranked, big, bad Eureka Loggers. But a team that Delnord has already defeated this season. Good evening, everybody. I'm John Horner. He's John Pritchett. Gloria is back running things at the KPOD World Headquarters. Delnord Athletics is brought to you on 97.9 FM and on DelnordSports.com by Sutter Coast Hospital, by Hoochie Hamlet, and the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. Eureka comes into tonight's contest, have already won the Big Five regular season title. It's the two-time defending HDN tournament champion. They are the number three team in the North Coast Section Division III rankings. And you know what? Delnord doesn't care in the least.
Sir, you are 100% correct. And as we said last night after Delnord defeated St. Bernard's in the semifinals, the Warriors came into that game believing they could beat the Crusaders. They know they can beat Eureka because they already have done it. It's going to be a battle royale with the winner taking home a big trophy. A really big trophy.
We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's championship game. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnord Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Delnord Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Sutter Coast Hospital, Iucci Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnord Tire.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Flu season is in full swing, and the staff at Sutter Coast Hospital reminds you that viruses take time, fluids, and lots of rest for a full recovery. Unfortunately, there's not a lot the ER department can do for you that you can't do at home. However, if your fever persists for several days or your symptoms continue to worsen, please seek medical care right away. And as always, if you're not well, please stay home so we can manage this flu season quickly. Sutter Coast Hospital wishes you health in the new year.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Leschwab Tire Center.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
Welcome back to Lumberjack Arena on the campus of Cal Poly Humboldt, a.k.a. Humboldt State University.
Well, wait, a.k.a. I thought it was ACCA.
Oh, it's hard to find good help. Anyway, as Delnord and Eureka get ready for the HDN Girls Basketball Championship game, last night, both these teams captured hot, hard-fought victories in the semifinals. It took a while, but the Loggers were able to chop down Ferndale 55-46. Meanwhile, Delnord was overcoming a sloppy start and a plethora of foul problems to knock off St. Bernard's 55-49.
Look at you using big words like plethora. Well, Delnord's win last night was, in a word, gutsy. To start, Delnord could not handle St. Bernard's press, fell behind 10-2, and the Warriors were utterly dominated by the taller Crusaders when it came to rebounding, giving St. Bernard second and third and sometimes even four chances to score. And Dillner was in foul trouble all night, forcing coach Justin Clifton to find creative ways to combat St. Bernard's attack. But the one thing that Dillner had that St. Bernard's didn't was a very special player named Lily Nunez.
So Dillner Jr. had a night to remember. Nunez scored a game-high 27 points, gathered 7 rebounds, and dished out 3 assists. It was a magnificent performance and more proof she is a conference most valuable player.
Well, Nunez did get a lot of help from her teammates. As sophomore Brooklyn Carter had 11 points. Jacqueline Gorbett grabbed 10 rebounds. And Lily Wilson came off the bench, especially in the fourth quarter, when she grabbed 4 critical rebounds and scored 4 crucial points as Dillard improved to 19-7 this season.
What was heartwarming for the Warrior fans was how well Dillard played in the final minutes, not only last night, but also Tuesday night in its first-round victory over McKinleyville. With 4 minutes to play, the Warriors were down 1. It outscored St. Bernard's 10-3 in the final minutes and played smart basketball in the process.
You know, Mad Dog, that always has not always been the case this season, but in the 2 playoff games, Dillard has been mentally tough in the final minutes. And they're going to have to demonstrate that trait again tonight against the Loggers.
Eureka comes into this game with a 23-5 record after last night's win over Ferndale, which gave the Loggers a back-and-forth battle before wearing down in the final minutes. Eureka and Dillner played each other twice in the regular season, with the Loggers winning in Crescent City 57-44 on January 14th, while Dillner won on the Loggers' home court on January 25th, 70-6.
That was the night of the Lily and Brooklyn show, as Nunez scored 36. Carter had 28, accounting for, just 91% of Dillner's scoring that night. Obviously, Warrior coach Justin Clifton would like to see more balanced scoring, but sometimes you just have to keep cooking with the burner that's hot.
Well, Eureka has some standouts of its own, led by Caitlin Ciccone, Mariah Napoleon, and point guard Amaya G, who was injured early last night against Ferndale, but came back late to help the Loggers avoid the upset. And one thing you'd look at Eureka is they can plug and play about 7 to 8 players, so Amaya G comes out of the ballgame, they're able to plug and play and still keep the pace of basketball they like to have.
Well, no doubt, Dillner must bring their A game tonight. But as we said, Dillner knows it can play with and beat the Loggers.
We're talking to Coach Clifton a little bit, and he said he's got to cut back on the second chance opportunities to the opposing team. We saw that last night when St. Bernard's had 2, 3, 4 attempts at the basket, at a basket. And he says if we do that tonight, it could be a long night for us. And also, turnovers in the backcourt. He says he hates to be a broken record, but his team has struggled at times, especially early in games, at engaging that. A team like Eureka, he says we can't give them momentum at any part of this game. Ball movement and be patient. He says a lot of times we get settled at the beginning and going to the basket and taking bad looks. He says he wants good ball rotation and timely shots at the basket. And talking to Coach Napoleon, he says almost the exact opposite in a lot of ways. He says, we got to stop Dillner from driving. Last time these two teams met, Nunez was able to get to the middle of the key and kick out to Brooklyn Carter. He says, we've got to make sure Nunez can't get to the middle of the key. So look for them to move their feet and play some better defense tonight. Play in the moment, Coach Napoleon says. He says he's got to make sure his team understands the importance of the end of quarters and playing well down the stretch. He says they were back and forth with Dillner in the fourth quarter and lost that moment, especially at home at Jay Willard Gymnasium. He says this is Lumberjack Arena. Play in the moment and be aggressive. So he's definitely got his team charged up for that. And he said the obvious thing that happened at Jay Willard Gymnasium was they got in foul trouble early. He says his team got caught reaching and hand-checking, and he says we can't do that. He said he credits that a lot to when he played his non-conference schedule down in the Bay Area, where that's the style of play they play. They've had to adjust up here at the HDN, where they call the hand-checking, and he says he's got to get his defense moving their feet and playing better. That brings us to the starting lineup brought to you by DillnerSports.com, which features schedules, news, and where you can find rebroadcasts of Warrior games. That's DillnerSports.com. And for Eureka Loggers, it'll be senior Amaya G, number 2. Number 4, senior Mariah Bowles. Number 5, senior Anaya Gaither. Number 20, senior Mariah Napoleon. And number 21, senior Claire Maples for Eureka. Noted, Caitlin Ciccone will come off the bench. She's the leading scorer against Del Norte. She's averaging 18 a game. And for Del Norte, it's going to be the standard five. It's going to be sophomore Brooklyn Carter, senior Lily Nunez, senior Gianna Taylor, junior Jacqueline Gorbitz, and sophomore Lauren Stutz will start for the Del Norte Warriors.
Officials for tonight's game, it's a veteran crew, as one would expect for a game of this importance. Todd Sanborn, Chris Peterson, who's had to make a last-second appearance. He was not expected to do this, but he had to fill in. And Roland Treherne, the venerable one, will be the referee tonight, I believe. And Mad Dog, obviously winning a championship tonight is job one. But this game will have ramifications on Sunday when the North Coast Section Division IV playoff brackets are announced. A win tonight for Del Norte means?
I tell you what, to win tonight could get us that two spot. There's three very important games tonight. Healdsburg's playing, Branson's playing, and Del Norte's playing, all playing in league tournament games, and they're all pivotal to see where they're going to fall in the top five.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Mad Dog, this is a brand new facility, but it sounds like they brought their 1973 speakers over.
The boombox was definitely lacking some bass to it, wasn't it?
Well, let's cover the keys for tonight's game for Del Norte. And first off, Del Norte must do a better job than it did last night rebounding. And you mentioned this specifically, not giving up two or three or even four offensive rebounds per possession to the Loggers. That led to the foul problems in large part from last night. Second, limit the number of turnovers. Del Norte threw the ball away 11 times just in the first half last night. Every possession needs to be productive for Del Norte. And third, be champions mentally. Take the court with a little swagger. The Warriors know they belong here. They know they can win. Take that mindset with them when they walk onto this Lumberjack Arena court for the opening tip.
And the great news is Del Norte won this game last time these two teams met. Eureka captured three in a row over the Warriors prior to that, going back to 2017-16. Warriors hold a 12-7 edge over the Loggers. So it's definitely a situation, not David versus Goliath at all. It is Eureka, big bad Eureka. But at the same time, this Warriors squad is playing at a very high level right now. Something to think about, this Eureka Logger team going into last night. Their only two wins in the last five games are against Ferndale.
This is more like Goliath versus Wilt Chamberlain. Or Goliath against Chuck Norris. There we go.
Let's go, yeah. There you go. So Del Norte's definitely got the punch and chance.
Trivia question for you. Name the only coach who has won Vic Nicolai titles as both a boys coach and a girls coach.
That would be Coach Mark Slayton.
You are correct. Good to see Chris Peterson here.
Courtside here at Lumberjack Arena. It's always nice to be right down here at the court.
It is.
Saying hi to the officials.
If Delmar can claim victory tonight, it would be its third HDN Dick Nicolai title since 95. Warriors won it in 98. Coached by Mark Slayton and led by Megan McMillan, Devin O'Reilly, and Amber Lund. And Coach Clifton captured the crown in 2019. That was that great team that featured Kalea Sanchez, Jaden Clifton, and Bella Stone. Eureka is going after its fourth title, having won it in 2004, 2020, and last year.
Eureka's going to be in the home whites tonight, Delnord, in their road blues. It's going to be Stutes jumping up against, that is, Napoleon. About size-wise, they match up about evenly across the board on these two squads. Gaither is getting the start. She came off the bench last time. Coach Napoleon says he wants some more inside presence, and Gaither does a great job on the boards. Warriors win the tip. Nunez has it across midcourt. It's going to be a 2-3 zone out on the perimeter. Gorbett sets a pick for Nunez, kicks it back out to Brooklyn. Corner to Taylor, it's going to go off Eureka. It's going to be Delnor ball in the corner. It went off Maple. A little different look as a zone for Eureka. They've extended it out a little bit. Nunez has the ball left wing. Looks to dribble drive, but they're not going to let her get to the basket in the middle. Kick left side. Taylor throws it away. G comes up with it. G back the other way. She's going to dribble it off her foot and out of bounds. Tough break for Amaya there.
So both teams have one turnover. They happen about 4 seconds apart.
4 seconds apart. After all that talking, we were still right back where we started.
Full court pressure by the Longers.
Same one we saw last night with St. Bert. It's a 2-2-1. They get it in to Gorbett, over to Nunez, right side to Taylor. Good ball movement. Nunez, skip pass over to Gorbett. She'll go by Gaither. Dribble drive, corner to Brooklyn. Everything's just kind of slow right now. They've tried to throw it corner to Brooklyn. The ball's knocked out of bounds off Eureka. That ball's got to be snapped there. Everything's just kind of, both teams kind of slow. Taylor inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it in to Nunez, middle of the key. She's going to get fouled. And we've seen that before. As Maples is going to pick up the foul. It'll be inbound on the baseline. It's going to be Taylor inbounding the ball. Taylor gets it into Nunez. Nunez will pull it back out, back to Taylor. Fires a three from the corner, no good. Long rebound to Carter. Back to Nunez, fires a three from the top of the key. No good, rebound by Gaither. Gaither will push it back out to G. They'll slowly bring it across midcourt. 0-0, still your score, minute into the ball game. Long shot from the perimeter by Napoleon. She misses everything.
Boy, that wasn't close.
She shot from the green line, so it's kind of a tricky spot you got to shoot from here. That was a college three, and I don't think she had realized that. Taylor inbound, full court pressure still by Eureka. Taylor has it over to Gorbett. Gorbett back to Taylor. Taylor's going to take it herself, gets it over to Stute. Back to Nunez. Dribble drive by Nunez. Jump shot up. Nice shot. Six-footer off the glass by Nunez. She's got the first bucket of the game. Warriors lead 2-0. Left side. Go ahead.
Give the assist to Suits.
Maples to Gaither. Gaither on top, guarded by Gorbett. Over to Bowles. Maples skip pass to Napoleon. Gaither's got it on the perimeter. Warriors doing a great job defensively. Not allowing Eureka to get to the basket. Maples tries to get it to Gaither. Ball's knocked away. Picked up by G. She fires. No good. Rebound by Nunez. Great defensive possession for the Warriors as Nunez comes across midcourt. Guarded by Bowles out on top. It's zone defense by Eureka. On top to Gorbett. Over to Taylor. Corner to Brooklyn. She'll fire the three. Knocks it down. Brooklyn Carter stays hot against the Loggers. Knocks down her first three ball. 5-0, your score. G brings the ball across midcourt, guarded by Carter. Over to Maples. Skip past the bowl. Dribble drive, she'll fire, blocked by Taylor. Stutes gets it over to Nunez. They're out in transition, a 3-on-2. Nunez pulls it back out, stutter steps, goes to the basket, shot goes up. No good, it's Maples and Stutes up for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds off Stutes. But you got to love the defensive intensity so far, John, on this end of the floor.
It's a far different start tonight for Del Norte than we saw last night against St. Bernard's when the Warriors fell behind 10-2.
G coming across midcourt. Goes left side to Napoleon, guarded by Stu. Underneath two Gaither. That's the matchup they want as Gaither catches that on the low post and scores over Gorbett. Two-point basket for Eureka. Nunez with the ball. Get passed back to Taylor. Taylor, middle to Gorbett. Gorbett, dribble drive, ball stripped by G. G's quickly coming back the other way. She'll pull it back. She doesn't have the numbers. Guarded by Carter up on top. Left side to Bowles. Bowles to Napoleon. Napoleon fired from about 8-10 feet. No good. Rebound by Gaither. She'll put it back up and miss. Rebound by Stoops. Nunez out in transition. Down to Carter. Carter on the break. Up with the shot. No good. Gets her own rebound, though. It's going to be picked up by Bowles, by G. Ball got loose on the ground after Carter got the rebound, and Eureka's going to come up with it. Good hustle, both ends of the floor there by Eureka to stop the break. Maples has it, top of the key. Dribble handoff to Bowles, middle of the key. To Napoleon, underneath to Gaither. Great idea, but just airmail Gaither there. As you can see, the focus of the Eureka offense right now is going to get it, try to get it to Gaither underneath. Anaya Gaither. Turnover by Eureka. Delmar will inbound. Full court pressure once again. 4 minutes to play. The Warriors lead 5-2 in the first quarter. Skip pass all the way down to Stoops. She's out in transition. Throws it away right away and Petit in the ball game. This is goes coast to coast up and misses the layup. A lot of missed shots by Eureka at this point. Nunez has it. Gorbett had it. And Gaither rips it away from her and gets an easy bucket.
5 turnovers already by Del Norte.
Nunez with the ball. Down the floor to Carter. Carter tried to take off without it, fumbled the ball, but gets it back. Stolen by Maples. Maples out in transition over to Petit. Layup up, no good. Rebound by Brooklyn. Brooklyn will come back the other way. Over to Taylor. Taylor drives by G, gets to Gorbett at the high post. Up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by the Loggers. Blocked by, looks like Napoleon there. Shot comes back the other way. Air ball. Looks to go out of bounds. It's going to be saved by Eureka, and we're going to have a foul on the ground. Firing up the three that time was Ciccone in the ballgame. Loose ball foul is going to go against Gaither. She'll pick up her first. It'll be second team foul.
Lily Wilson coming into the game for Del Norte. Stoops is going to take a seat after the ill-advised pass directly to Eureka.
5-4 your score. Warriors lead by 1 with 3 minutes left. Foul counts 2-0 as Taylor gets it into Nunez. Taylor across midcourt down to Wilson. Wilson back out on top to Taylor. Over to Nunez. Dribble drive baseline. Ciccone does a good job of stopping her. Skip pass to Brooklyn. Stolen by Petit. Brooklyn couldn't handle the pass. Petit comes up with the steal. They'll reset back out on top to Bowles. Back to Petit. Shot goes up. And easy bucket for Petit on the baseline. A little floater.
Breakdown on the defensive side there for Del Norte.
6-5 your score. Eureka first lead of the ball game with 2:18 left in the first quarter. Nunez with the ball across midcourt, guarded by Bowles. Still a 2-3 zone by Eureka. Nunez dribble drive. It's going to be a jump ball as Nunez and Petit tied it up, and it's going to be Eureka ball. Back in is Stoops for Wilson. As Maples comes back in, and Napoleon will take a seat. Like I said, though, they will rotate. Coach Cliff Napoleon will rotate about 7 to 8 players all game. G goes left side to Maples. Back over to Petit. Isis with the ball. Bowles to Ciccone. Shot goes up by Ciccone. A floater goes out of bounds. Air ball. And it'll be Del Norte ball.
Eureka's outside shooting has produced 3 air balls, and none of them have been close.
They're not shooting very well. A couple putbacks by Eureka and one made shot. Nunez dribbled behind her back, breaks the double team, breaks the pressure. Middle of the key by herself. She's going to throw it away again. Bowles comes up with the steal, and she's back the other way slowly to Ciccone. We're going to have an offensive foul on G as she stepped in front of the defender.
Rowan Trieger emphatic on that call.
Yeah, she definitely stepped right there. That's going to be her first, third team foul against Eureka as Taylor inbounds the ball, full court pressure still by Eureka. 6-5 your score. Warriors trail by 1 with a minute 20 left here in the first quarter. Nunez with the ball. Middle to Jacqueline. Jacqueline breaks the press across the midcourt. Fires up the 8-footer. No good. Rebound by Poteet. Over to Bowles. Bowles will come back the other way. Loggers up by 1 with a minute left in the first quarter.
Both these teams have went ice cold the last couple minutes.
Maples to Bowles. Dribble drive floater. Two-shot foul as she gets fouled in the middle of the key. Foul's going to go against Brooklyn Carter. She picks up her first. That's going to send Bowles to the line.
But, Mad Dog, we've played 7 minutes. Delmar has 9 turnovers.
That's not going to work out.
That's not going to work out.
First free throw on its way. It's good. Bulls averaging 9 points a game against the Warriors in the 2 games they've played. Second one on its way. Back rim falls in. Both in. 8-5 your score. As Bulls comes back in and G will take a seat. Taylor has it back to Nunez over to Gorbett. Gorbett back to Taylor. Back to Nunez. Nunez comes across midcourt. She's double teamed up on top. Breaks away from the double team, dribble drive, shoots the 3. Side rim, no good, rebounded by Bowles. Bowles throws it back to Ciccone. She'll play point guard with G on the bench. Ciccone over to Maples. Underneath, tried to get it to Poteet. Ball's out of bounds off Poteet. It's going to be Delmar ball. Turnover for the Loggers.
Good defense by Stutes on that play.
Great job recognizing what they wanted to do and hit the flashing Poteet. Nunez with the ball. She'll break the double team in the middle of the key. Dribble drive to the basket. She's going to dribble it off her own foot.
That's 10.
10 turnovers in the first quarter. And we got a timeout on the floor by Coach Clifton with the score 8-5, Loggers lead with 22 seconds left.
And that gives us a chance to say hello to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, the fine businesses that make Warrior Athletics on radio, KPOD, and Delmar Sports possible. They include Brian's Beach Dog, Relish Today, Ketchup Tomorrow, Grab a Dog, and more in Harbor. I guarantee you they're a lot better at Brian's Beach Dog than we got the one tonight here at HFU.
Yeah.
South Coast Appliance, new and used appliances behind Dutch Brothers in Brookings and now in Crescent City. And Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, and like a good neighbor, Lisa is always there. Terrific human being, Lisa McCowan.
Gaither with a couple putbacks for the Loggers that was 4 points. Poteet had a transition buck and a couple free throws by the Loggers give them 8. 3-point basket by Brooklyn Carter and a floater from 5 feet from Nunez. All the Warriors have gotten here in the first quarter. 8-5 your score. Loggers with the ball. Goes underneath. Great look. Ball's going to be thrown away, though. They tried to get it down low to Hales in the ball game, Maya, but it's going to go out of bounds. Delmar ball with 12 seconds left. Taylor into Nunez. She'll come across midcourt with 7. 6-5. Dribble drive to the basket. Scoop shot goes up, and she's fouled. First trip to the line for Nunez this time. The foul's going to go against Poteet. She's got 1. Loggers have 4. Nunez at the line to shoot 2. First one on its way drops in. 63% free throw shooter, averaging 18 a game now. As Napoleon comes back in, and Maples will take a seat. 8-6 your score with 4.5 seconds left as Nunez attempts a second free throw. Free throw's up, Front rim, no good. Rebound by Stutes, but she's going to lose the handle. It'll be Eureka ball with 2.5 left. Nunez will come up and creep, so Ciccone has to work. Ciccone catches it. 1 second. Throw from three-quarter court. Backboard front rim.
Game close, but not quite.
So at the end of the first quarter, Delnor trails the Eureka Loggers by a score of 8-6. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delnor Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Well, welcome back to Lumberjack Arena here for the second quarter of the Dick Nicolai Championship HDN game, as the Delnor Warriors trail the Eureka Loggers 8-6. Warriors will have the first possession. Nunez has it coming across midcourt. Guarded out on top by Bowles. Gets a pick from Stutes. Dribble drive, kicks to Carter. Carter fires the three. No good. Rebound by Stutes. She'll go back up and in. Great job by Lauren. The sophomore gets a put back. Tie ball game, 8-8, your score.
And did you see Lauren hesitated just that half a beat, set her feet, and made the basket.
Poteet up with the easy bucket, but she misses it. Rebound by Stutes, picked up by Nunez, and we're going to have a foul as Ciccone's going to pick it up, I believe. Ciccone picks up the foul. Caitlin, standout softball player, Caitlin Ciccone from the softball team. And it's still 8-8 after the turn, after the foul. Nunez has it, trying to break the press. Not a real aggressive press, just a zone press. About 20 on the shot clock when the Warriors break it. Nunez has it. Nunez dribble drive. She'll go up. No good. Loose ball picked up by Petit. Picks it up. Isis gets it out to Ciccone. Ciccone down the floor to Maya. Over to Napoleon. Over to Bowles. Bowles dribble drive, kicks it over to Ciccone. Back to Napoleon, fires the shot, no good. Rebound by Stutes, she went up and got that one. Over to Taylor. Taylor's out in transition, coming back the other way. Dribble drive, shot goes up, no good. Rebound by Icy. Petit out in transition, guarded by Stutes. Shot goes up, gets the bucket. Isis Petit gets her fourth point of the game. Loggers back up by two, 10-8 your score. Nunez over to Jacqueline. Jacqueline across midcourt. Delnor doing a good job breaking the press, not being impatient. Being patient. Taylor has the ball back over to Nunez. She'll fire a long three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Gorbett. Back out on top to Taylor. Back to Brooklyn. Brooklyn thought about going baseline. Pulls it back out. That's a loss.
Whoa!
That's from downtown. Three ball by Deanna Taylor.
She hit that from Don's Donuts and Pizza.
Hook me up with the crueler. They're not going to guard Napoleon out deep. They're going to let her shoot it from out there. Stutes stayed in the key.
We saw that last night against St. Bernard.
Yes, we did. Coach flipped him, pulling the stops out. Three-pointer from the wing goes up. No good. Stutes tries to save it. Goes right to the tee, but she misses an easy one. Nunez is going to pick up the loose ball. Warriors are out in transition. Gorbett with it all the way to the basket. She'll go up and she's hammered. Literally hammered by Napoleon with the lumberjack job.
Two things I'm seeing. Lauren Stutes is much more aggressive rebounding tonight than she was last night. Second thing is the Warriors, after being so fumble fingers in the first quarter, have settled down and they are doing a much better job of getting the ball to their outlets.
Gorman goes up with the first free throw and misses. 11-10 your score. Warriors lead by one with 5:20 left here in the first half. G back in the ball game for the Loggers. Second free throw also no good, but Nunez comes up with the rebound. She'll pull it back out on top, and we'll get a new shot clock. Gorbett back out on top to Taylor. Taylor guarded by G, 2-3 zone by Eureka. Got it to Gorbett, the high post. Ball's loose on the ground, right as you see it. Gorbett dribbles it off her foot. It's going to be Delmer ball. It's going to go off Eureka, though. 5:10 to play in the first half. Warriors lead by one. Taylor inbound underneath her own basket. Over to Gorbett. Gorbett will go up. She'll get it partially blocked. She'll put it back up. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off Eureka. Off Eureka.
They say it went off Del Norte.
Was there a Del Norte player there? It's going to be Eureka ball. I don't know if there was a Del Norte player in the vicinity. Here we go. G back across midcourt. Folks, if Pritchett's quiet, we're just going to go with that. Dribble drive by Ciccone. Up with the shot. Nice job. Ciccone, the senior, hits the floater in the middle of the key for Eureka.
And what happened, Nunez was trying to get the ball to Taylor, who was going to inbound. Unfortunately, she threw it inbounds, and it landed inbounds while Taylor was out of bounds.
Bowles inbounds the ball for Eureka underneath her own basket after the turnover. Stolen by Gorbett. Gorbett's out in transition. We're going to have a bump foul off Gaither. Gaither's going to pick it up, and that's going to be bonus for the Warriors as Gaither picks up her second. That's a big foul. Two for Gaither, and it puts the Warriors at the line with 4.5 minutes left here.
And Del Norte has just one team foul.
Jacqueline Gorbett, a 60% free throw shooter, missed the first two. No good.
And they're going to say that's an illegal noisemaker. As somebody had an illegal noisemaker in the crowd. And we're going to have Coach Clifton is being summoned over.
It's
the site supervisor. So they're probably going to give her the first free throw again. And Roland Treherne is specific. He wants that person removed now.
Let's see. Are they going to let him shoot it? Are they going to shoot it, or are they going to inbounds underneath?
And
we're going to go back to 1-1.
I believe so. The gentleman in question is being escorted out. He's wearing a red Eureka sweater, his hat on backwards.
It wasn't a Del Norte fan.
A Del Norte fan. He's taking the long walk of shame down the length here.
So get the extra free throw. She misses. This is the bonus free throw there, and Eureka is going to get the rebound. So after all that, Loggers lead by one with 4.5 minutes left. Maples, left side to Napoleon. Napoleon fires, partially blocked, rebounded by Gaither, though. She's got it underneath, kicks it out to G. G fires a shot from 10 foot, knocks it down. Amaya G gets her first bucket of the game, and the Loggers back out by three. Nunez breaks the press by herself. Dribble drive, backside to Stutes, up with the shot. Easy look, great pass by Nunez, and Stutes has four. Warriors back down by one. 3 minutes, 3:50 left. Napoleon's out on the top all by herself. Nobody guarding her on the perimeter. Maples will dribble drive, go up with the shot. She's going to get fouled, almost fell, but she's going to go to the line to shoot two. Kimora McCovey will come in the ballgame for the first time after the first free throw. Picking up the foul was Taylor.
Just
only
a second.
Second team foul against the Warriors.
Great minds work alike, Matt Doug.
Maples at the line for the first time tonight. She misses the first one. As Kimora McCovey comes in, and Gorbett comes out. 14-13 your score. Loggers by one. 3:48 left. Tried to grab the front rim, but missed it all. Air ball by Maples. That'll be Delmer ball.
That is the fourth air ball we have seen from Eureka here in the first half.
These backboards, and it's kind of a depth perception here also.
It's a college court, and it is unique compared to what teams are used to in high school ball.
A little more pressure this time by the Loggers in their full court press, but Nunez breaks it. Coast to coast, up with the shot. She's going to get a block by Napoleon. Amazing to me to think that there wasn't any contact there.
Well, I think she took a big swing, just barely grazed the ball, and not much else.
Taylor will inbound over to Nunez. Nunez has it out on top. Dribble drive, Nunez goes up, blocked again by Napoleon. Picked up by Petit, out to G, Loggers are in transition. Loggers quickly back the other way to Ciccone. Ciccone dribble drive up with the shot, no good. Rebound by Gaither.
And it's going to be a push foul against the Warriors.
It's going to be a foul against the Warriors on the rebound. I believe it's going to be Kimura that picks it up. As Bowles comes back in. Three fouls against the Warriors now. 1 point lead for the Loggers as G inbounds on their own basket. Gets it into Petit. Shot goes up. Easy bucket right in the middle of the key.
Well-designed play by Eureka for the easy basket.
Back up by three. Loggers up 16-13. Taylor with the ball. Over the top to Nunez. Nunez to the basket. Behind the back. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound. Going to go out of bounds off Stutes. It's going to be Delnort ball. 16-13, your score. 2:52 left here in the first half. G back across midcourt. Amaya G, the senior, breaks past Brooklyn Carter. Dribble drive. Tries to get it over to Napoleon. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off Taylor. Loggers will retain possession.
We almost lost Taylor there for a second. She was
running out of the gym. Geal inbounds. Loggers have been very successful in out of this. Gets it into Petit once again. Back over to G. Floater goes up. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Nunez comes up with it. She'll push it back the other way. Behind the back by Gaither. Pushes it inside. Kicks it out to Taylor. She'll fire another long three. It's going to be saved by Stutes. Gaither's going to come up with it, and Bowles is out in transition. Bowles throws it back out on top to G. 2 minutes to play in the first half. We're going to have an offensive foul called on Gaither as she was clearing the space for Napoleon, and that's going to be the third foul on Anaya Gaither. 16-13, your score as Gaither comes out quickly, and Ciccone will come back in. Warriors got to have a good 2 minutes here, John.
2 minutes and 7 seconds, and you're right. Delmore wants to pick up some momentum going into the locker room at halftime.
Still full court pressure by Eureka. Nunez has it across midcourt. 2-3 zone still by Eureka. They're not letting Brooklyn Carter have that corner three like they did last time. They tried to go underneath against Lauren. Napoleon knocks it away. It's going to be a turnover against the Warriors. G back the other way to Ciccone. She'll fire the three. Air ball short. Ball looks to go out of bounds. It's going to be saved by G, but her foot was on the line. It's going to be Delmar ball.
Five air balls for Eureka.
And once again, she was out at the other three-point line. I think that's a little deceiving, throwing the players off. It definitely caught Taylor on the last time. 16-13, your score. Warriors trail by three with 1:35 left here in the first half. Taylor gets it into Nunez. Nunez breaks the press by herself across past G. Middle of the key, tried to dump it off to Stutes. Knocked away by Napoleon. Out to Bowles. Bowles out in transition. She'll fire a long three. No good. Rebound by Stutes. Out to Nunez. Nunez will push it back the other way. Over to Carter. Brooklyn fires a three, knocks it down. Brooklyn, second three of the ball game for her, and we got a tie ball game with a minute to play. 16-16, your score. Mate Napoleon back to G. Tries to go over the top to Napoleon, and the ball's going to be knocked away by Kimura and out of bounds. 18 on the shot clock. It's going to be Logger's ball underneath their own basket. Sub comes in. Wilson will come in. And Brooklyn Carter will come out.
Going a lot more size than normal.
Big possession here, as he knows right here. Underneath to Petit. Shot goes up. Rebounded by Suit. Out to Nunez. Nunez pushing it back in transition. 25 on the shot clock. 50 on the game clock. Over to Taylor. She's going to get called for the travel.
Yeah, she bunny hopped before dribbling.
Looked like my dance move out there. A little shuffle before she took off.
Okay, things I don't want to think about. Your dance moves.
Or my shuffle? 46 seconds left here.
The mad dog shuffle.
Logger's back across midcourt. That's G. Left side to Napoleon. Napoleon gets it knocked away. Nunez tried to track it down. Jaconi comes up with it. She's out in transition. Patino fires the shot from the free throw line and missed. Wilson misses the rebound. Picked up by G. Scoop shot goes up. No good. Three rebounds by the Loggers. Wilson gets a block. Out to Bowles. Bowles goes up. She's going to get offensive foul.
No, I don't think so.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Is it? You're right. You're right.
Foul's going to go against. They're going to give it to number five. She's not on the floor. Had to be four. It's going to go against Bowles.
The Eureka fans are disagreeing with the call. And Del Norte promptly throws it out of bounds.
Oh. No, it tried to get it to Nunez. She got her feet tangled up with Bowles there. 16 seconds left here in the half. And now the Loggers have it underneath their own basket. High ball game. Big possession here. Over to Napoleon. Back to G. Dribble drive. She'll pull it back out on top to Bowles. Bowles with the ball. 7 seconds. Over to Napoleon. Underneath gets it to Petit. Petit goes up and she's going to get fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
That's a good foul by Lily there.
Wilson's going to pick up the foul. Just the fourth foul against the Warriors this half.
Wilson got beat on that play and made sure it was not going to be an easy basket.
Petit with three buckets and a free throw now. She's got seven, and the Warriors trail by one. 17-16 your score. Second free throw on its way. She gets both of them to fall. Loggers up by two as Nunez will inbound the ball. Nunez into Carter. Carter's got to fire it. And she gets it over to Suit. Suit knocked down the three, but it's way too late,
yeah.
So here at halftime, Del Norte trails 18-16. Kind of a sloppy first half by both squads. A couple runs, but
Del Norte with 14 turnovers in the first half, 10 in the first quarter. They cleaned it up a little bit in the second stanza. But that's counteracted by Eureka's inability to take a shot with and hit the rim. Five air balls. So in terms of offensive efficiency, neither team playing well in the first half.
Absolutely not. We'll be back with the Hayuchi Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hayuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hayuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more.
Warrior Sports, broadcasting live.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hayuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hayuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hayuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hayuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hayuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at Lumberjack Arena, where the Del Norte Warriors trail the Eureka Loggers 18-16 here at halftime. And I got McKinleyville High School girls head coach Jacob Cheek joining me here at halftime. We're going to talk a little bit about the Dick Nicolai tournament. We're going to talk about North Coast Section Division 4 rankings, unprecedented North Coast Section rankings with tons of HDN teams in the top. But first off, tough win for your squad on Tuesday, the 2-3 seed. But at the same time, going into North Coast Sections, you got a couple extra days to practice now, too.
Yeah, we get a couple extra days of rest after the tough loss up there in Del Norte. But at the same time, you know, the girls are in good spirits, and you always want them to compete. At the end of the day on Tuesday, we competed, and, you know, their spirits have been high the last 2 days of practice.
So coming into the North Coast section, we just took a look at this bracket. But in the top seven ranks in the in MAC prep, we have St. Bernard's right now, too. This is before last night's results. St. Bernard's is 2, Del Norte was 3. Branson sits at 4. Your McKinleyville Panthers sit at 5. Healdsburg 6. And the Arcata Tigers, Coach Doug Oliveira's team that's been on vacation for a week now, is sitting at number 7. What a great job by the HDN at representing the North Coast Section division this year.
Absolutely. Going into this year, I knew it was going to be a battle. Every team from top to bottom, I think, can compete, as we can see, in anybody's gym, too. Teams won on the road, teams won at home. I think it just goes to show the type of preseason that all the teams play. Just the competition that we have. And we have some very solid individual talent and team talent in our division, in our conference.
Well, I know with Del Norte always going north for the non-conference because it's kind of closer geographically for us. We got to go half off to McKinleyville, Eureka, and for Arcata, traveling down south, battling with some of those teams. And this year, coming back with great records has really benefited the Del Norte Warriors and everybody in the HDN on how well you guys did down there.
Oh, absolutely. You always want to play teams in the division, especially in the preseason. Especially that's how you see the strength of schedule being real solid there. You want to play people in your division, and that's what the seeding looks like. You know, and that's what the committee looks at. You know, they look at who you play in the beginning. It's not just your league, even though our league is very tough, and that's a very tough league to play in. They look at who you play before playoffs start. You know, so you want to play the tough teams. And I saw a couple of teams that Del Norte played, and there are some good teams right there, too. You know, they played a tough Yreka team, and they're really solid.
Absolutely. A lot of times when you go up north, they do get some credit up there, and Del Norte does get an opportunity to play some different kinds of teams, and definitely high-quality teams, especially when it comes to South Medford, Grand Pass, and teams like that on periodically when Del Norte gets the chance to play. But here's the question for me. And, you know, me and Coach Tomlin talked a little bit, and then me and Coach Clifton, and then me and Tag from the Fortuna Radio down there. It's the St. Bernard's beat Del Norte 2 out of 3 times. Del Norte beat St. Bernard's last night. Del Norte has won 5 out of their last 6. The St. Bernard's Crusaders has won 1 out of their last 4. So you're in a situation where if you're North Coast Section, you go that 2-1 head-to-head, right, because of the situation, or do you go with the hot hand team in the situation where Del Norte beat a team Hoopaw by 24 at home and St. Bernard's lost to them by 10. So, and that's happened the last couple weeks. So you go with the team with the hot hand right now with the higher seeding, or do you go with that team that took the 2-1 mark in the head-to-head matchup?
I think you go look at the neutral site, right? They got to play at a neutral site at CR, and I think that's a big factor. You know, you're not getting either like a hometown refs or hometown crowd. I think that neutral site situation, which, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that they played at a neutral site early on, but I know that Del Norte wasn't at full strength when St. Bernard's had played them.
MVP Nugent is not playing in that game.
Exactly.
Also.
So I think that neutral site, to answer your question, is going to decide that, and I think Del Norte's going to actually pull off that two seed to end out the end out section.
Branson's had a tough record. They're number four, right? And they've had a tough league. They take on Marin Catholic. If they pull off the big upset tonight, you know, I talked to Coach Tomlin. They're almost a shoe-in for two in the aspect of I've seen them on paper. They are a really good squad, but I think they got to win tonight to break into that two spot. The question will be, in with McKinleyville, is you got Arcata and Healdsburg behind you. Healdsburg's got a tough game tonight against Windsor, a good Division II squad. At, you're sitting here with me. We got to be rooting for that Windsor squad right now tonight.
Absolutely, and like I said, that Healdsburg team is pretty sneaky, and I know that Arcata upset them at their home tournament, the Healdsburg tournament that we were in attendance at too. So the Healdsburg team can be very sneaky, even though their league isn't as strong as ours, I would say.
About 2.5 minutes before the second half starts, keys to the second half here in this game. What did you see in the first half that kind of stood out, and what have they got? What have the teams got to do in the second half?
You know, Del Norte's just got to keep attacking off that press break. They're so good at when they get to the middle, especially Nunez. When she gets to the middle, she's fantastic. And the way that Del Norte rebounds, they got to keep being physical. And they're pretty fundamental when they're physical, too. You know, they don't throw an elbow or grab a jersey. They do it correctly. And then Eureka, they just got to keep attacking. They don't look like themselves, especially when you play in this big arena. You're not used to this rim. You're not used to this big-sized court. You
Eureka
know,
had six air balls in the first half.
Yeah, and I think that's just the environment. They're not used to this big backdrop. You know, and when I was in attendance here for school, when my redshirt year, you know, the hoop was a tough one to get used to.
Nunez, 3 points, 5 rebounds in the first half. A slow start for Nunez in that aspect, but like you said, she's got to get to the rack. Warriors kind of spread out scoring, unlike last time these two teams met in that aspect. What is the Warriors got to do in the second half to make sure they can stay in this ballgame?
I think you just got to keep attacking. You know, they're one of those teams once they get down to the grit and the grind, man, they're a tough team to beat.
Well, thank you much for joining us here at halftime. Good luck for selection Sunday, and hopefully you get that home game. You don't have to travel to some league champion that sits at 11 or 12. You know how that always happens. So
yeah, I think we're.
I don't want to jinx you or anything.
We're crossing our fingers for a home game. I think we're going to get it as long as one of those league champs down there doesn't mess with us. We got to travel. So thank you for your time.
Jacob Cheeks, the McKinleyville girls head coach. Thanks for joining me here at halftime.
Thank you.
About a minute here before we start the second half. Real quickly, the scoring for Del Norte: 6 by Carter, 3 by Nunez. Taylor had 3. Stutes had 4 for the Warriors, and Isis Poteet ended up leading the Eureka Loggers with 8 points in the first half.
Stutes had 6 rebounds. Nunez had 5 for the Warriors. Carter had 3. Free throws, interesting, even though Eureka had 8 fouls, I believe, in the first half. They went to the line 6 times, made 4. Dillard was 1 for 4 at the free throw line. Only person in foul trouble is Eureka Gaither with 3.
Where's this halftime come from?
The halftime comes from the Hiachi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have Hiachi Hamlet located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiachi.
Quickly coming back out, Napoleon will fire the 10-footer and miss. G gets her own rebound and puts it back up, and the next rebound by Carter. Warriors out in transition, back out on top to Corbin. 3-2 zone now for the Loggers. They switched it up a little bit. Carter's got it, dribble drive, kicks it back out to Nunez, gets past to Taylor. Taylor fires the 3, no good, rebound by Maples. Maples gets it out to G. So a little bit of a shift defensively by the Loggers. Napoleon looking underneath to Gaither. Gets an easy bucket for Gaither. Threw it over the top of Stutes and had Nunez there. Gaither gets the easy bucket. She's got 6. Loggers leads out to 4. Down to Stutes, all the way down the court to break the press. Dribble drive by Corbett. Pulls it back out to Taylor. Over to Nunez. Nunez dribble drive out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn shoots the 3. No good. Rebound by Gaither out to Bulls. And the Loggers will slow it down across midcourt. 4-point lead by the Loggers. Over to Napoleon. To Gaither, top of the key. Good ball movement by the Loggers. On top to Maples. Also good defense by the Warriors. G, middle of the key. Throws up a scoop shot. Doesn't get it to fall. Gaither's going to come up with a rebound. She's going to throw it away. It's going to be a foul. Gaither's going to pick up her fourth. Ouch. As she picked up the foul from sitting down on her back. Oh, no.
You don't see that very often.
Gaither picks up her fourth, and now quickly both teams make an adjustment without Gaither in there.
Winningham comes in for Del North, and taking a seat will be Gorbett.
And Poteet comes back in for the Loggers. Full court pressure. 2-2-1 by Eureka. Get it into Taylor. Taylor will walk it up the middle, guarded by Bowles. Tries to get it to Nunez, the ball stolen. Back the other way is G. Coast to coast. Gets it out to Bowles. They're going to have to reset after the missed pass. Maples has it back out on top to G. Over to Napoleon. Napoleon with the floater. Yeah, she got it to drop. The six-foot floater by Napoleon goes in. And the Loggers have extended it out to six. Four straight points in the second half for the Loggers. Taylor breaks the press down the sideline. Back on top, resets to Nunez. Warriors got to find a way to find the recipe to break this. Get past to Gianna. Tries to get underneath to Winningham. Stolen by Napoleon once again. Warriors just slow to react on the offensive end. 5:30 to play. Warriors down by six. Bowles out on top, guarded by Taylor. Dribble drive by Bowles. Kicks it back out to Maples. Maples out to Napoleon. Fires a three from the wing. Knocks it down.
Wasn't the prettiest shot of all time. It was more of a shot put, but it went in.
She's not an outside shooter, but she got that one out to a 9-point lead for the Loggers.
Biggest lead of night for either team.
Taylor across midcourt, guarded by G. 2-3 zone.
Warriors need a hoop.
It's just really a lot of standing around. Taylor hands it off to Nunez. She has it out on top.
Five to shoot.
4-3, Nunez has got a fire, corner, and it's going to be a shot clock violation as the Warriors struggle to move the ball.
Four possessions for Del North this quarter, three turnovers.
And it's going to be a timeout on the floor by Coach Napoleon. 25-16, your score here, midway through the third quarter.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Charwell, Benz, and Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. Chimney Craft, working for you since 92, keeping you warm and happy. McDonald's, stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors! Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! And Blue Star Gas, propane sales and service in Crescent City and in Brookings.
25-16 your score midway through the third quarter. 4:41 left here. Warriors didn't come out of the halftime.
Yeah, we're almost halfway through the first and still looking for their first basket.
I don't see nothing on
there. Nothing there. In fact, when you look over here on my turnover chart, you see three. As Del Norte has not handled this switch up of zone defenses by the Loggers.
And it's more of a sagging zone right now. So what it does is it doesn't allow the Warriors to drive in that zone. And I think Coach Cheek had a good point. The Warriors got to attack that press and try to get transition baskets and get to the middle. So inbounding will be the Loggers, and they lead by nine. G comes across midcourt. Guarded by Carter out on top. Left side to Napoleon. Napoleon out on top to Petit. Left side to Ciccone. Dribble drive, kicks it back out to Petit. Little bit of a weave out on top. Napoleon's going to fire from the middle of the key, and she's going to get fouled. Foul's going to go against Stute. She picks up her first. 25-16 your score. Napoleon's going to shoot her first free throws of the game. She misses the first one. She has her first 5 points in this quarter. She hit a three-pointer and a two-pointer earlier in the quarter. Second free throw on the way, also no good. Rebound's going to go to the Loggers, though, and G's got it. G's going to pull it back out on top with a fresh shot clock. Carter guarding her. Dribble drive, handoff to Maples. Maples gives it over to Napoleon. Hits the cutting Jaconi up with the shot. No good. Rebounded by Stoops out to Nunez. Nunez trying to push it out in transition. Dribble drive, middle of the key, kicks it out to Carter. She'll fire the three. Front rim, no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Goes back up. No good. Rebounded by G. Couple good looks by Carter. Couldn't get him to fall. And Jaconi's back across midcourt. Get past to Maples. Hits the corner in Napoleon. Maples in the middle of the key. Kicks it out to Napoleon. She'll fire the 8-foot, 10-footer and knock it down. All of a sudden, Mariah Napoleon, averaging 3 points a game, has 7 here in the third quarter. Out to an 11-point lead for the Loggers. Gorbett all the way to the basket. We're going to have an easy call. Charged by Gorbett.
This is a critical 3:18 the rest of this quarter as Delmar now trails by 11. It has to cut this down into single digits going into the fourth quarter.
Got to get a couple baskets to fall.
Yet to score tonight, score in this quarter.
G with the ball over to Napoleon. They got a little weave going. The weave goes until they get in the middle of the key. And Jaconi goes up with a shot, and she's going to get fouled by Taylor. Jaconi will go to the line to shoot 2. Taylor picks up her second. 3 team fouls against the Warriors. Jaconi will shoot free throws now. Jaconi averaging 18 points against the Warriors, only has 2 points tonight as she misses the first 3 free throws. Second free throw on the way, no good, in and out. Rebound's going to go to Gorbett. Gorbett gets it out to Nunez. Nunez comes across midcourt, trying to get something started before the Eureka press starts. Shot goes up middle of the key, no good. Back up by Stute, misses. Poteet comes up with the rebound, gets it out to G. And the Loggers once again will slow it back down. Loggers slowing down the pace now. Napoleon to G. Dribble drive, finds Poteet on the backside post. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound by Stute, and we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against the Loggers. It's going to go against Jaconi. She picks up her second team foul against the Loggers. Warriors will inbound, full court pressure by the Loggers. Nunez has it over to Taylor. Back to Nunez. Nunez breaks the double team in transition. Shot goes up from the top of the key, no good. Air ball.
Maybe it's this end of the gymnasium here
that people can't score on.
No, another air ball from this end of the arena.
It's Loggers' ball. G back across midcourt. Warriors, 2 minutes left in the third quarter, yet to score here this quarter. Napoleon dribble drive underneath to Poteet. Back to Napoleon on the back post, and we're going to have a jump ball. It's going to be Delmar ball. Now, Stutes went up and blocked that one. Warriors got to get a couple buckets here. They only trail by 11. And this has been a very dismal third quarter. Nothing a couple threes won't help. Carter down to Gorbett. Gorbett dribble drive, up with the shot, doesn't go, and it's going to be Logger ball. Great move by Gorbett, couldn't get it to fall as Kimora McCovey comes in, along with Kiki France. As Gorbett comes out and Stutes comes out. Two new posts in the ball game for the Warriors. G comes out, Bowles comes back in, and Jaconi will bring it across midcourt. Nunez guarding her. Nunez on top to Poteet, over to Bowles. Dribble drive, 10-footer on the way. No good, rebound by France. She'll hand it out to Kimora. Nunez is out in transition. Loggers quickly come back on defense. Scoop shot goes up by Nunez. Can't get it to fall. Napoleon comes up with the rebound. Bowles is out in transition. Bowles up with the shot, and it's going to be a foul on Carter.
G Taylor's limping off. She's pointing to her left thigh.
Cardo pick up her second, fourth team foul. Bowles will go to the line to shoot free throws. She's 2-2 from the line tonight, averaging 9 points a game against the Warriors. First free throw on the way, no good, hard off the back rim. As Sinte Steinruck comes in the ballgame for the first time, the sophomore will take Gianna Taylor's spot. Also coming in for the Loggers is number 11, and that is Hales. Maya Hales. Second free throw on the way goes in for Bowles. She's 3-4 from the line, and the lead's out to 12. 1:25 left here in the third quarter. Nunez over to Carter. Carter back to Nunez across midcourt. 20 on the shot clock. Left side to Carter. She'll fire the three. No good. Rebound's going to go to Nunez, though. She'll track it down. Over to Sinte. Sinte back out on top to Nunez. Reset with the new shot clock, 22 on it. 15-footer by Nunez goes up. No good. Rebound by Franz. Carter will fire the three. Knock it down. Big, big shot for the Warriors.
That breaks the schneid.
Brooklyn Carter knocks down the three ball. Warriors trail by 9. 45 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Big.
Napoleon has it out on the perimeter.
Big defensive possession right here for Delnoy.
Over to Ciccone. Back to Hale. To Petit. Middle of the key. Out to Ciccone. Fires the three from the wing. No good. Long rebounds back to Ciccone. She'll fire the shot from the middle of the key and get a bucket. Off the rebound. Back out to an 11-point lead.
Delnoy got the defensive stop but could not get the rebound.
And another turnover. Petit comes up with the steal. Over to Hales. Back out on top to Bowles. Shot clock turned off. 10 seconds left. Loggers will get the last shot of the quarter. Warriors trailing by 11. Ciccone, dribble drive. Floater goes up. Noka gets her own rebound and puts it back up and in. And it's Caitlin Ciccone with two straight buckets that stretched the lead back out to 13.
A disastrous third quarter for the Warriors.
After three quarters, the Loggers lead the Warriors 32-19. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnor Tire.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Leschwab Tire Center.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to Lumberjack Arena here at the campus of Cal Poly Humboldt.
Humboldt State University.
A.K.A. Cal Poly Humboldt.
Aka.
32-19, your score. Warriors trail by 13 to start the fourth quarter, and the Loggers will have the ball, John.
It was a one-sided third quarter. Warriors got 3 points in that stanza.
And 14 by the Loggers. Outscored that quarter 14-3. Maples will inbound to Ciccone. G starts on the bench. It's going to be Hales with the ball. Over to the right side to Bowles. Bowles has it in the middle of the key. Ball fake, goes up, misses. Gets her own rebound. Can't get it to fall. Ball's going to go out of bounds off Kiki. Franz, and it's going to be Logger ball.
Warriors going with a small lineup right now. It was.
Wilson comes across the deck.
Lily comes in, yeah.
Poor Carter, yes. Definitely changed the lineup.
Lily's going to get it, Brooklyn's going to get a very brief breather, but she'll be back in soon. Warriors have to hit some threes to get back into this game.
Maples over to Hales, back to Bowles. Bowles fires the three, no good. Rebounded by Maples, though. She'll pull it back out on top to Bowles. They'll reset. back over right side to Maples. Dribble drive looking for Petit. Get it to her underneath, kicks it back to Maples. Maples fires the three, inside-outside game. Huge bucket by Maples, her first bucket of the game. 35-19, 16-point lead, as the Loggers are just leaning on the Warriors now. Nunez across midcourt, 3-2 zone now by Eureka. Over to Cente, still in the ballgame for the Warriors. Cente looking to drive, looking for Hales, gets it underneath to Wilson, and Wilson's going to get fouled. Ciccone's going to pick it up. It's going to be Warriors ball inbounding underneath their own basket, and Ciccone picks up her third.
And Brooklyn Carter's going to come back in as expected. You have to wonder, Mad Dog, how much of this is fatigue? Delmar played Tuesday, they played Thursday, now they're playing tonight. Eureka didn't have to play that Tuesday game because they won the conference title.
Absolutely. Big, big difference. Franz gets the ball in the inbounds over to Nunez. Dribble drive. Scoop shot goes up. Nunez can't get anything to fall tonight. You're going to have those games. She's got to work through it. Loggers get the rebound. They're quickly back the other way. Hills out to Maples. Fires it. No good. Rebound by Bowles. Back out to Maples. They pass it around the outside of the perimeter. Maples dribble drives to the middle of the key. No good. Rebound's going to go Loggers' way as Wilson couldn't secure the rebound.
Right now, Eureka is winning the battle of the boards. They're getting second-chance opportunities. And Delmar just is playing tired.
Gaither comes back into the ball game with 6.5 minutes left, and she'll play with four. To get it in to Gaither, she'll put it up. No good. Loose ball picked up by Gaither once again, though. Backside by Petit. Three looks. Finally, Petit knocks it down and gets fouled. And the Warriors are getting owned on the board.
Now, rebounding is all about hustle. It's all about when the shot goes up, getting in position, getting your body, and blocking out somebody. And right now, Delmar is just too tired to do that.
Petit misses the shot. Can't complete the three-point play. Warriors come up with the rebound. Nunez across midcourt. Warriors trailing by 18. Nunez middle of the key, all the way to the basket, has it stripped by Ciccone. Loggers back out the other way after the turnover. Ciccone up with the easy look, can't get it to fall, over to Kimura. And we're going to have a foul as Ciccone picks up another cheap one, I think. And that's going to be Ciccone's fourth. Ciccone picks up her fourth, and Coach Clifton calls a full timeout with 6 minutes left of the ball game, and the Warriors trail by 18.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by More John Parts and Service for one-on-one service and support with a winning edge. See the team at More John Parts and Service. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll Services. Valvoline Henry Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer in Brookings. L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, now licensed in Oregon. Crescent City, Leshwab Tire Center, where doing the right thing matters. Delmar Ambulance, now and always, dedicated to serving. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, and our friends at Western Valley Insurance, on and off the court, teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to our community.
Taking a look at the foul situation with 6 minutes left here in the ballgame. Ania Gaither and Caitlin Ciccone, both with four fouls for Eureka. And on the Del Norte side, nobody with more than two. But the Warriors do have five fouls this quarter to Eureka's four.
And unfortunately, here's the stat that really tells the story. 19 turnovers by the Warriors.
That's how many points we have done.
That's not a good combination.
That's not
the
a,
reason we
not
only have 19 points is because Delmar has 19 turnovers.
Nunez will inbound the ball. Full court pressure once again by Eureka.
And it's not been this full court pressure that has caused the turnovers. Most of them have happened at the offensive end of the court.
No, Delmar's actually taking care of the ball in the pressure situation. Nunez over to Kimura. Kimura will fire the three-pointer off the top of the rim. Rebounded by Franz, and she loses the handle, gets it over to G. Ciccone out in transition. Over to Gaither, gets in the easy basket. It's all Loggers right now.
And that was a case where Delmar was just too tired, and Eureka was able to get three people back while Delmar only had one.
Gorman, Stute, and Winningham, all three will check back in at the next dead ball. But Carter will fire the three from the corner. Not going down without a fight as Brooklyn knocks down a three ball. 17-point lead with 5 minutes left. Maples to Ciccone. Ciccone back out on top to Petit. Dribble drive up with the shot. No good. Rebound by Wilson. Nunez out in transition. Gets it to Carter. Carter pulls it back out on top to Nunez. Nunez guarded by Ciccone out on the perimeter. Skip pass to Kimura. Back out on top to Nunez. Just not a lot of movement. Brooklyn tries to get out to Nunez. Almost stolen by Jiba. Back to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fires the three. No good. Rebounded by the Loggers. Empty possession once again for the Warriors as G's back in the ballgame across midcourt. 17-point lead for the Loggers with 4.5 minutes left. Poteet up on top, guarded by Franz. Out on top to Gaither, guarded by Wilson. Over to Maples, to Ciccone. Dribble drive, middle of the key. Floater goes up, no good. Gets her own rebound. She'll go back up and get it. Caitlin Ciccone with 8 now, 6 in the fourth quarter. And with that bucket, it's now a 19-point lead, and Coach Cliff Napoleon calls a 30-second timeout.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Del Norte Office Supply for all your office supplies and furniture. And don't forget, gifts, too, now at 3rd and H Streets in Crescent City. Crescent Cabinets? Need new cabinets? We'll call Crescent Cabinets. It's right there in the name. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. And Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings.
Shout out to the wrestling team. They took second place in the Dual Me MCS Championships last weekend. And good luck to them tomorrow as they're in the North. They're in the HDN League individual meet to see who gets all leagues. So
that will be in Fortuna. Both Del Norte and Del Norte boys and girls are the defending champions.
Do you have it in the individuals? Do you have?
Yeah.
I thought that was the dual meet the week before.
No, it's dual meet. This is for
individual.
The league championship.
Gotcha. Nunez will inbound the ball to Carter.
They keep scoring everything.
Del Norte breaks the press once again. Nunez across midcourt. Dribble drive, kick out to Carter. She's got to get hot. Sit down. We have the perfect cue of that one. Brooklyn Carter with the three ball down to 16. 41-25, 3:40 left. G with the ball. G dribble drive over to Ciccone. Here comes Maples to the middle of the key with the ball. No good. Gets her own rebound, though. Ball's going to go out of bounds off Maples. It's going to be Del Norte ball.
Maples is finding herself straddling Winningham and it's fallen down.
She says, what do I do?
How do I not step on this person?
Nunez across, over to Gorbett as Gorbett comes across midcourt. Jacqueline to the basket, up with the shot. No good. Rebound to Maples, though. Actually, Gorbett's going to tie it up. Great hustle by Jacqueline. And it's going to be Del Norte ball underneath their basket. Couple big buckets here, Don. We can get right back in this thing.
Got to hurry. Time's running out. 3:18 left in regulation.
Brooklyn Carter's ready. She's got 2 threes already here in the fourth quarter. She's got a shot at another one. Top of the key, Brooklyn Carter up, in and out, no good. Ciccone with the rebound. As Carter's going to pick up full court, no, she's going to pull back as Ciccone gets it to G. 3 minutes to play. Warriors trail by 16. Maples finds Ciccone, middle of the key. Up with the shot, no good. Gaither gets the rebound, misses that. Rebound's going to go to the Loggers. It's going to be off Wilson. On the rebound. They'll get the ball inside to Maples. Maples goes up. Misses. Long rebound to Gorbett. Gorbett will push it out in transition. Pushing it down the other way. All the way to the basket. Up. Almost goes in, but she's going to go to the line to shoot two. And I believe Gaither may have just fouled. Nope. Foul's going to go against Maples. Maples picks up her second. 15 foul against the Loggers. Gorbett at the line to shoot two. She's 0-2 from the line right now. We need these. Misses that one. 0 of 3 as Bowles comes back in. Maples comes out. 41-25 your score on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard with just 2:41 remaining. Warriors trailing by 16. Gorbitz, second shot on the way, front rim, no good. Rebounded by G. G quickly comes back the other way across midcourt. Left side to Napoleon. Dribble drive, kick out. Good ball movement. Bowles will fire the three from the wing. No good. Long rebound to G, though. Ball's passed inside to Napoleon. She'll throw it back out. Bowles has it.
When was the last time we saw Eureka have a possession where they didn't get two or three shots?
They're definitely patient and getting good looks. Another dribble handoff up on top. Napoleon's got it. Stolen by Brooklyn Carter. Carter out in transition by herself. Misses the easy layup.
That'll be the easiest layup she'll ever have in her life.
She might have should have pulled up from three. She's made more of them. Napoleon has the ball. They'll reset with 20 on the shot clock. Minute 50 left in the ball game. That's just kind of reminiscent of how the game's gone for the Warriors.
Yeah, it describes it well.
Napoleon will keep it out on top. They'll run the clock a little bit. 8 seconds. Jaconi will fire the 15-footer and knock it down. Caitlin Jaconi, she's got 12, and the lead's back out to 18 with a minute 30 left.
Well, this is, you know, a disappointing finish here in this tournament, but the season's not over for the Warriors. On Wednesday night, they'll be playing in the North Coast Section playoffs.
Nunez with the ball out on top to Jacqueline. Gorbitz to the basket. Up. Blocked by Napoleon. She'll put it back up and blocked again by Napoleon, but there's going to be a foul called this time. As Mariah will pick up her second. Mariah only her second foul, and she's got probably 8 blocks.
And you'll want to stay tuned to the Warrior postgame show. We'll be talking about the postseason.
Well,
the continuation of the postseason.
Yeah. The next tournament. Gorbitz up with the first free throw, knocks it down. 43-26 your score. Warriors trail by 17. Second one on its way. Front rim, no good. Rebounded by G. 1:05 left, and here comes G across midcourt. Over to Jaconi. Jaconi dribbling out up on top, 15 on the shot clock. G on top to Napoleon. As Carter just chasing them back and forth as they play keep away. Gaither has it underneath, almost loses it, gets it over to G, corner to Bowles, and that'll be a travel call by Bowles. With one on the shot clock, it's going to be Delmore ball. 43-26 your score. 41 seconds left. Warriors got the ball in the backcourt. Nunez into Gorbitz, gives it back to Nunez. Guarded by Bowles, three-quarter court. Across midcourt. Nunez guarded by Bowles out on top. Over to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fires another three. No good, rebounded by Gaither. And that's going to do it, John, as the shot clock gets turned off. And Gio walking across midcourt.
Eureka's going to win its third consecutive Humboldt-Delmar League Dick Nicolai title, and they deserved it.
They sure did. They're a deep team. They run, like I said, John, they run about 7 or 8, 9 players deep. Great rotation of great athletes, and tonight they showed up and got the job done.
But I really think where Eureka won this game was in the regular season by winning the Big Five Conference. They didn't have to play that Tuesday game. Warriors came in here. This was their third game in 4 days, and in the second half, they just didn't have any legs left.
43-26, your final score here at Lumberjack Arena in the championship game. We'll be back with the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Delmar Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Sportscasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters. sponsors.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delnord Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Delnord Warriors.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Delnord Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to the Warrior postgame show here at Lumberjack Arena, home of Cal Poly Humboldt.
Humboldt State University.
As the Delnord Warriors just fell to the Eureka Loggers by a final score of 43-26 in a game where the Warriors trailed by two at halftime, but it was all Loggers in the second half, outscoring the Warriors by a score of 25-10. To take a 16-point win.
And just 3 points in that critical third quarter when Delnord just could not get anything going offensively. But as I said, this game was a matter of exhaustion for Delnord. Three games and four games, all of which, the first two, McKinleyville on Tuesday, and then last night against St. Bernard's, were hard-fought games. Delnord just ran out of energy down the stretch.
Well, you know, we're talking about North Coast Section. Those first two games against McKinleyville and St. Bernard's, two of the top five teams in the North Coast Section, two huge wins that should pay dividends for the Warriors in postseason play.
And that's important. This is not the end of the season for Delnord. In fact, its season kind of begins again on Wednesday night, and we're hoping that it will be a home in the opening round of the North Coast Section.
We're hoping it's going to be at home, and there's still always a chance with only 14 teams that are going to qualify. There could be a first-round bye, but most likely we'll be looking at a home game, possibly Wednesday night, which would be fantastic for Tuna Gymnasium.
So we want to pack that gym Wednesday, too. Stay tuned to KPOD and Bicoastal Media, and we will have that information. You can check it out yourself Sunday at the North Coast Section webpage. They usually post the brackets right around noon, sometimes a little later, sometimes a little earlier, but we'll find out when, where, and whom Delnord is going to play.
Real quick, we'll go over the Eureka leading scorers were Poteet and Ciccone, both with 10 points. And for the Warriors, it was Brooklyn Carter with 15 points for the Warriors, and Lily Nunez, 3 points for the Warriors.
27-point performance last night.
And the last time she played the Loggers, she had 36.
She did contribute another way. She had 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Stutes ended up with 8 rebounds as well.
What a great, great gutsy effort for the Warriors this week. They did a fantastic job.
Warrior Athletics are brought to you by the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, and that includes Potter Real Estate Group in Crescent City, specializing in residential and commercial real estate. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. And our friends at Delnord Tire. The Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches.
So we all wait for Selection Sunday. Around noonish time, North Coast Section website will post the brackets for North Coast Section Division 4. Warriors are hoping for a top 4 seed somewhere in the mix there, and we'll have all that information on the Delnord, on the KPOD website and the Facebook page.
And yes, and remember that Eureka is in Division 3. They're the number 3 ranked team in Division 3, a whole division ahead of Delnord. So Warriors have nothing to be ashamed of this loss. Just Mother Nature wore them out.
Absolutely. Well, that should wrap things up here for us tonight as Delmar falls to the Eureka Loggers by a final score of 43-26. A fancy tip of the hat to our engineer without beer, Gloria back at the studios, John Fritchett, Mike O'Brien, KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, the entire Bi-Coastal Media family. I'm John Horner. Thank you so much for listening. And please remember, when you get a chance to stop in and say hi to some of the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club members who make Warrior Athletics on the radio possible. Once again, our final score, Eureka 43, Delnor 26. Good night, everybody. Be safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Delnor Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnor Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delnor Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.